This is a broadcast of Power Walk. Before we begin our lesson, we want to thank you for tuning in. Join us again Monday through Friday right here for our radio program. And check out our television broadcast at My 20 Houston, Sundays at 6 a.m. For biblical resources, visit our online store at powerwalkministries.org or call us 281-260-7402. We've often heard it said that beauty is only skin deep. The true strength of people lies in their character and the decisions that stem from the heart. Our current series is titled Family Living, God Style, and it's taught by our speaker, Reverend Paul Cannings. Here he is now, teaching us about where the true strength of character lies, through the life of Abigail in the book of 1 Samuel. Dr. Cannings?
You know, we would all love for marriages to have such a blend in it that you would find husbands and wives getting along just fine, having the right attitude about everything that takes place in the home. But it doesn't always work like that. Sometimes it's beauty and the beast. Many people will struggle in the midst of that. They would have difficulties because in the midst of all of it, the Bible is saying you can't divorce the person in spite of all that is taking place, because the person is not immoral. They're just a beast in terms of how they deal with certain things and how crude they can be and how they go about doing things with such strict measure and can be very unpleasant to people and very impatient, because opposites marry. The other person is friendly and patient, but they're dealing with a husband or a wife that is very difficult to get along with. And the Bible is telling them, you can't divorce, you can't divorce. And they're in this and they can't get out of it because the Bible is telling them they cannot. And the issue becomes, how do they function in it? It's one thing to be in a marriage relationship where everything is the Huxtables, where everything takes place just fine and people approach this various things with a proper attitude and they're amenable and they operate with such level-headedness that it works perfect. But it doesn't happen like that for many people, even though they sit in the church pews on Sunday. They have a very difficult time going home to this individual who's not saved, not concerned about the things of God, not interested in them giving to the church. The kids want to stay home. They would stay home and watch games with the dad and the mom, and the husband drinks beer, or in most cases, it's the husband. And you have this situation where he's a beer drinker and the person doesn't mind smoking and, God forbid, inside the house, but sometimes they're outside the house smoking, and the wife has to manage being in the marriage, loving her husband, and here's the big boy in 1 Peter chapter 3, respect her husband, and in the midst of all of it, he does not care for the Lord or the things of the Lord in this marriage relationship. How can a person function in such a situation? And it can be that the wife is doing this, because sometimes couples get married and they're not saved, and one gets saved. It could be the husband that gets saved, but the wife didn't come along with that, and she is opposed to that, and now to her he wants to come home and lead when she got to run things, and now he wants to manage the money and she got to do that, and now he wants to give to God when things to her are tight and it's impossible, and there's tension there. How do you expose the true beauty when the relationship, looking at it from a general perspective, is ugly? We find great principles in the story of Abigail and Nabal. 1 Samuel chapter 25. And one of the first things we find when we look at Abigail and how she maintained herself in the relationship, there are four things. We obviously not going to get to all of them this morning, but so tune back in. But here's the first one that we can look at in verse 2 of 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 2 through 3, and then verse 16 through 17. We see her strength under extreme circumstances. Her strength under extreme circumstances. We tend to look at strength as something a person just has naturally or has developed as a result of facing many problems, and they have become experienced in facing those problems or developed a level of confidence or have a good self-image. Because this person has a good self-image and can function this way, we therefore believe that they are strong. Those things do take place, but in Abigail's case, her commitment to walk with God and do the right thing is what is her strength. And this is what we find in verse 2. He says, "Now there was a man in Maon whose business was in Carmel, and the man was very rich, and he had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats. And it came about that while he was shearing his sheep in Carmel," now the man's name is Nabal and his wife's name is Abigail, "and the woman was intelligent and beautiful in appearance, but the man was harsh and evil in his dealings, and he was a Calebite." Now watch the contrast here. It wasn't an issue of him being ugly physically. The man was harsh and evil. And he shows this when David, who took care of his men, protected them and make sure that he didn't lose one sheep, took care of him, asked for him to share what he was about to give food-wise to his sharers, who had come to the end of the time when they shared all the sheep and they were going to have a festival and celebrate. So he's already cooked. It's not like he was saying sacrifice something you hadn't already sacrificed. It's not what he was saying, give me something that you haven't cooked and get a special meal and get a special butler to bring it to me. No, whatever you have cooked, whatever you've taken care of, just give us some of it so I can feed my men, since they were out here taking care of your men, and the men that you sent out here, they needed to be taken care of, or they would have lost things that you are now celebrating about in your festival. Now, you think he cares? No, he responds harsh. And he's very evil. In other words, he knows what the right thing is, but he just chooses to do what he wants to do, relevant to whatever the situation is that he feels like doing. He's just evil. Okay? Wickedness is worse. It's when a person develops a plan. It's wickedness and malicious. It's when a person develops a plan that is purposely wicked in how they function. Now, what he is saying here is that she is living under these circumstances, harsh and evil. And in her day, divorce was not like getting a good lawyer. Divorce is where the man wrote her a certificate of divorce and sent her away. Well, she is beautiful. He's not going to send her away. She's intelligent. He's not going to send her away. So she is in this marriage and there's no out. So she finds strength in taking this approach to the problem she faced. Here is the approach that she took. Now, David is mad. He's gotten his men together, 400 men, left 200 to take care of the baggage. And David is coming. And David, okay, folks, he's a man after God's own heart, but let's be real about it. David could cut your head off and have dinner the next day or the same night. David didn't just kill Goliath. He cut his head off. That's why God says his hands are bloody. It means that David killed you with dead. There was no question about it. So David is coming now. He's going to take care of Nabal and show him you're going to give up the food. Okay, this is just going to happen. So you didn't want to give it when I asked. I'm taking it. So he's heading down this way now. And one of the servants of Nabal goes to his wife. Here's the first thing. Her character, like you would find with Ruth. Ruth's character spoke volumes. The reason why Boaz knew about Ruth is because people were talking about Ruth and her character. It spoke volumes. And her reputation was in the city. Now, here is Abigail. The man doesn't run to the husband. He runs to Abigail. So that means that Abigail had a reputation of being a woman that will function intelligent, will be balanced, level-headed, and will take an approach that makes sense. And that how she approaches things, it's not where she is a fearful. It's not where she was worried and upset. She focused on what is the right thing to do. No matter what the opposition is, she was committed to that, and that builds testimony. Testimony is not built when a person is just cruising through life and everything is going just fine and all this is wonderful. No, testimony is attached to a story that is told based on something somebody did in the midst of something that was taking place. What is taking place here is that in the midst of all that she's gone through, her servants have seen, and this woman makes intelligent decisions. So she gets information, and when she's gathered all the information and researched all the information, no library I'm speaking of, no internet I'm talking about, but she finds all the proper information by asking questions to different people, looking over various things, knowing the laws in her day, etc. And when she's gathered all the information, she makes the best decision possible, no matter how harsh the situation is, no matter how evil it is. Folks, that's what builds testimony. Daniel, testimony. He did what was right in the eyes of God in spite of what Nebuchadnezzar was doing. Joseph, he chose to do what's right in the midst of what Potiphar's wife was encouraging him to do. He did what was right. Testimony. So Abigail wasn't faced with the best situation, but she always sought to make the right decision. Sometimes the emotions of a woman become so overwhelming that the emotions drive the issue rather than her mind. Don't start wanting to grab the radio and, you know, come on through there. Listen to me for a minute. God built a woman attached to her emotions simply because she's the nurturer of children. It's a very important balance because a man is built to his ego because he has to discipline the children and wash his wife with the word. He's a provider. He's a protector. He must watch over his family. All these things God commands the man to do. But the wife is a nurturer. She's a helper to her husband. She keeps him elevated and strong. She is not born with the natural strength that the man is born to go out and work and to get out there and hunt. And so God built the man to take care of the family because his first institution is the family. So he designed people physiologically, mentally, emotionally to sustain the family so it glorifies God and it represents Christ in the church. So it's not negative. It's very positive for the strength of a home. But sometimes that emotion drives the situation so strong that the mind, as intelligent as a woman can be, because a man is made in the image of God, so is a woman. She lacks nothing a man has in terms of intelligence, ability, and strength, because God made them in the image of God. But many times, ladies, you got to focus on what is God saying that you do. And nothing should distract you from that. Nothing. Abigail stayed focused in doing what was on her to do because it was the responsible thing to do. And as a result, her beauty became greater beauty. Stay focused in the storm. It will be your testimony and a godly reputation.
Abigail focused on what the right thing to do was and did it. You know, it can be very difficult to keep such a focus when everything is coming against us and our enemy looks us right in the face. Yet Abigail made an intelligent and informed decision based on doing the right thing before God. As always, we invite you to obtain our current series and other helpful resources by logging on to powerwalkministries.org. That's powerwalkministries.org. Or call us. Our number is 281-260-7402. That number again is 281-260-7402. Reverend Cannings is the senior pastor of Living Word Fellowship Church in Houston, Texas. If you're in the Houston area, join us this Sunday. You'll love worshiping God with this vibrant and loving community located at 7350 TC Jester, zip 77088. Have a great day, and remember to focus on what God is saying. And don't let anything distract you from that.